It was a dark and stormy night. The clouds were thick and dark, and the rain was coming down, and there was thunder and lightning. And at the bottom of this long, winding canyon road, there was this cafe, this little
Ted
cafe.
Erickson entranced his audience with a tale as part of Cache Valley's inaugural storytelling festival held June 7th in North Logan City. The venue began as one man's dream to bring stories to his home, to strengthen his community after watching storytelling festivals enhance and unite communities around the state. Wayne McKay attended the acclaimed Timpanogos Storytelling Festival and was entranced as he listened to the tellers and observed the people of all ages laughing and connecting with the stories. He returned year after year, taking note of the storytellers, the audience, and the community.
So I came away and I thought, boy, that'd really be cool if we had something like that up in Cache Valley.
It was a bumpy road to bring his dream north, but after 6 months of a strong effort, the festival was ready for its debut. On the day of the festival, the park grounds bustled with people, food, music, and stories, bringing the community together in a new way. The skills of diverse storytellers, from traditional tellers to musicians and magicians, were highlighted throughout the day. The various tellers had one thing in common, a passion for the art. The tellers say stories help people make connections and gives individuals strength and direction. Teller Clive Romney.
We learn to negotiate our world through stories. Our parents tell stories. The Bible tells stories. Stories are all around us, and we're hardwired to learn through stories. So being able to tell our story is therapeutic, and being able to tell any story is a valuable skill in business, in social relations. That's why stories.
Storytellers Nanette Watts and Lori Hansen say storytelling teaches children important values and life skills.
In their brains, they are shaping story, and they will then learn the patterns of story in their own lives, and therefore they will be healthier people.
A quote that comes to my mind often is by Albert Einstein. And Albert Einstein said, "If you want your children to be intelligent, read them folk tales. If you want them to be extremely intelligent, read them more fairy tales." And I believe that there is so much truth and wisdom in folk tales.
Watts also says stories have a strong healing component.
There have been personal events in my life, as in everybody's, that are horrible things that happen. But every time I tell specific stories that deal with that, I feel a little bit more whole and a little bit more healed.
Erickson and teller Teresa Clark say imagination is strengthened by stories.
Anytime I tell stories, especially the kids, I want them to go home and retell them. I want them to go home and tell their friends and tell their family that wasn't there, "This is the story that was told. It was so great. It was awesome," so that it passes on. That's the beauty to me of storytelling. It becomes their story. It increases their imagination. Because I may tell a story about an ogre and describe certain things, but in their own mind, that ogre may have different horns, may be a different color than what I envision, and all of a sudden it becomes theirs because they're using their mind and filling in the blanks, where if they watch a video or play a game, that's all taken care of for them. They don't have any imagination when they go into those things.
A fourth grader once said to me after I'd told stories, "When you were telling stories, I felt like I was watching a movie. What was that?" And as I spoke to her, I learned that every room in her home had a screen, and she had never experienced visual imagery in her head. And that's both heartbreaking and motivating, because what I want is for everyone to remember that they have imaginations and that those pictures are in their heads and that there's a purpose for them. We process in our brains. If we can see it, we remember it.
McKay says the future of the festival looks bright in Cache Valley.
As long as we provide good, wholesome family entertainment, and we do it in a reasonable cost, it's going to continue to grow.
For more information about the festival and the storytellers, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.